podcast titled What Kind of Witness Are You? Appears on Spirituality and the Search for God, a blog on healing prayer at www.michellenanouchecsb.com. All of us, teachers, parents, family members, neighbors, are witnesses to the spirituality of those around us. You may be the first one that someone encounters with a pure, clear, spiritual insight into who that person really is as a child of God. You are here on earth as a witness. It's the most lovely thing to be able to do, to witness to spiritual reality. The best way we help others as a witness is through the purification of our own thought, through our own prayers. It really does start with us. The outlook that we have of man, humanity, children, earth, leaves an impression and carries weight in the mental environment. When we walk out of our homes and into the school, the workplace, the community, we aren't victims of the thoughts and views of those around us. We take the weight of our own daily prayer with us. And when I say weight, I don't mean burden, I mean power, spiritual power. Divine power precedes you as you go about your day. Hold on to and carry with you the clearest discernment of God's perfect manifestation that you can find in your prayer. That will pierce through any black cloud that tries to surround and choke out the divine potential of any child, neighbor, colleague, brother, sister, mother, or father that you may encounter. Isaiah recorded something very special about you as a witness. But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you, says, "Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Do not be afraid, for I'm with you. I will gather you and your children from east and west. I will say to the north and south, 'Bring my sons and daughters back to Israel.' From the distant corners of the earth, bring all who claim me as their God, for I have made them for my glory. It was I who created them. But you are my witnesses, O Israel, says the Lord. You are my servant. You have been chosen to know me, believe in me, and understand that I alone am God. There is no other God. There never has been, and there never will be. I am the Lord, and there is no other Savior. From eternity to eternity, I am God. No one can snatch anyone out of my hand. No one can undo what I have done." That's Isaiah chapter 43, between verses 1 and 13.